Chapter 12. At that time shall Michael arise, the great prince who watches over the children of your people. And there shall be a time of distress unparalleled since the beginning of the nation until that time. But at that time your people shall be delivered, everyone who shall be found written in the book. Many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, close up these words, and seal the book, until the time of the end. Many shall roam here and there, and knowledge shall increase. Then I, Daniel, looked, and look, two others stood, one on this bank of the river, and one on the other bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, "How long shall it be till these wonders take place?" I heard the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand to heaven, and swore by him who lives forever that it shall be for a time, times, and a half, and when they have made an end of breaking in pieces the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. And I heard, but I did not understand. Then I said, "My Lord, what shall be the outcome of these things?" And he said, "Go your way, Daniel, for the words are shut up and sealed until the time of the end. Many shall be purified, cleansed and refined, but the wicked shall act wickedly. And none of the wicked shall understand, but those who are wise shall understand. From the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away, and the abomination that causes desolation is set up, there shall be 1290 days. Blessed is he who waits, and comes to the 1335 days. But go your way until the end. For you shall rest, and shall rise to receive your reward at the end of the days."